Hopefully a good week of practice, Coach. Biggest meet of the year, district meet, making the way to Blair High School for this one. Hopefully a good week. Kids are rested up, healed up, sickness gone away, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it has gone this week about as good as you could hope for this time of the year. The kids are still excited, to be on the mats. They're still hungry. They want more, they're working hard this week, because they all have their own personal goals that they want to accomplish, and this week it's all about the preparation is getting your bodies feeling as good as you can, tweaking a little bit here or there, technique wise, just working on things a lot individually. And you just want to be as close to 100% as you can be, for the tournament on Saturday. In my younger days, my older days, when I was young and dumb, I always, with the excitement, I'd grind the kids with, I thought you had to boost up the intensity this week and kind of, just run them into the ground. But in the last few years, I've been a little bit smarter and figured out that that's not the best way. And so this week's practices, have been short. We get in and we get out. We get accomplished what we need to. And we want the guys to be thinking about the tournament and getting excited about districts rather than thinking about, I got to go through another grueling practice today. And so, I think that's been the right approach the last couple of years, and our guys are feeling good. There's a lot of, emotions in the room. There's a lot of excitement, but there's also a lot of, just nervousness. And sometimes you see guys, you see the side of guys that you haven't seen all year, and you just have to kind of tell them, settle down. It's just another week. It's just another tournament. We've been doing it all season, and don't make it bigger than what it is. And, we got a good group of experienced guys in the room that have been through it a few times, and so they know what to expect, and, they're kind of showing the younger guys, how it's done. And so it's been a good week of practice.
Will you have pretty much or close to it your full lineup of guys, lightweights to your heavyweights?
No, we're not taking our full team. A good portion of our team is pretty young and inexperienced, and so we always want to put them in the best situation that they can be in to win. And so a good number of our guys wrestled in the JV tournament this Monday at Grand Island Northwest, and that was the end of their season. We are going to put 9 guys out on the mat, though, on Saturday, and we feel like all 9 of those guys, they've been in our varsity lineup pretty much the entire season, and we feel like all of them have the opportunity to go out there and win some matches on Saturday. And, if things go right, we should be able to punch our tickets for quite a few of them to the state tournament next week.
I would think, Coach, this is about as tough as a district as you're going to find. Some teams that have been ranked or are ranked, Plattsmouth, Waverly, Blair, yourself. I mean, that's 4 of the, when you go to a top 10, so that's half the field right there is going to be there at Blair on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day of wrestling. Of course, if you ask any coach, they're going to tell you the district that they're in is the toughest district. Just like if you ask a kid what's the toughest weight class, it's the weight class that they're in. If you look at the teams that are ranked, and you just look at some of the weight classes, there's a good number of ranked wrestlers in each weight class. And, you kind of got to go into the tournament with the mindset of, if I can just finish in the top 4 and come out of my bracket qualifying for state, I'm going to be set up pretty good next week at the state tournament. And so, it might be in some of the weight classes, it might even be tougher to qualify for state than it might even be to a medal at state next week. It's just going to be a meat grinder of a district. But our kids are excited about it. You know, they kind of knew, you know, what this weekend was going to be like, you know, when they saw the teams that were in it earlier on in the season. And, you know, we've just been preparing week in and week out for this tournament. And, you know, we've seen, you know, probably a good share of the teams that are in it, you know, but there's also about half the field that we haven't seen. And so it's going to be fun to wrestle against new competition. It's going to be fun to wrestle at a new high school in Blair that we've never been to before. And, you know, hopefully we go there and represent Western Nebraska well.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of ranked kids, no question. And a lot of these teams, there's going to be some great, fantastic battles. Once again, we get quarterfinals, semifinals, championships. They're going to be fun to watch, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah, you're going to get the price of admission early on in the tournament in some of these weight classes. You know, what would be the championship finals in some of the other districts is probably going to be you know, our quarterfinals or semifinal matches. And, you know, we just got to tell our guys from the beginning, you know, just take it one match at a time. They got to make sure that they don't look too far ahead, and they just got to have a laser focus on the guy that's in front of them that they're wrestling at that moment. And, you know, like I've said, we haven't, you know, half of our guys are pretty experienced and they've been through this before. And, you know, they know how to approach districts, and you know, you just can't get too high, you can't get too low emotionally after each match. You just have to you know, reset after each match, and you know, you just have to get ready for the next match. And if you do that, and you just go out there and give it 100% in each match, you'll have hopefully no regrets and no excuses when it's all said and done.